Sweet Thing, Chapter 10. Mom, tell us again, please, we all begged. And Mom told us that although she had told the story many times before, but because the story was so pleasing to her heart, she would tell it one more time. Now, young'uns, quit your fidgeting. When you be settling down, I'll be telling you again about our meeting, courting, and wedding to each other. You remember how I told you before that all our needs were made mostly by my mama, because being short fixed for money, most things got made at home. But sometimes our needs couldn't be done by my ma, and so she sent me to the store to be gathering the necessities. We were a growing town by now, and we had us a fine general store, a short gallop away. Well, one fine spring day, as I entered the door of the mercantile, what should my eyes behold but a new young man who helped at the store? I took quick notice that he was a mite handsome. As I picked out my buttons, I looked at him, making sure he did not see me eyeing him. When I paid for my goods, he looked right into my eyes, and land sakes, I knew that I had just met eyeball to eyeball with my future feller to wed. He smiled, and my heart frolicked around in my chest. It seemed to be dancing this way and that, and all I could do to think of was to run out the door and catch my breath. One day, a short time later, I went to the mercantile to buy me a candy. When I told him I wanted this sweet thing, he looked me right in the eye and said, "The sweet thing here is you." I tell you, young'uns, I felt like fainting, but managed to smile back and say, "Thank you." I did not run out the door, but just sashayed out the door, knowing in my heart that we would be courting, and mighty soon at that. We talked more each time we met after that, attending the same church and all. And because I was only 14 to his 16, we were told that we had to wait 2 years to be wedding to each other. This grandfather's name was John Abraham Manley. The John was for John the Baptist, being strong and not needing much to survive, and the Abraham for God's chosen obedient and not fearing to go elsewhere and not needing a reason. This made me mighty proud to be wedding such a God-fearing man. In due season, my 16th birthday found us wedded by the big tree and the lake where I got me baptized into Jesus Christ, with all my kin seeing us joined together by God Almighty. We spoke words to each other that you young'uns should tuck into the chambers of your heart's memory, for living by God's word can be the way to be sealed together when the world wants to pull you apart. And these are the words that we spoke to each other. I, John Abraham Manley, take you as my dear wife to love while on this earth, and then when death finds us parted, we shall be bound and loved by a greater love, the one whose bride we both shall be forever. Now I, Melinda Sarah Bramley, am wedded to thee this day, and I shall be loving you with my deepest love, until God separates us and calls us to a deeper and grander love, eternally with Him. We knew that my mom called him J.A., but we chose Da, and he never did mind. I can tell you that for certain. As we left the room, I heard my mom say quietly, "Thank you, God, for my J.A. and all the years you gave me to be his sweet thing."